The city of Schenectady was once known as the city that lights and hauls the world because of General Electric and American Locomotive. American Locomotive, known to the locals as ALCO, is long gone, now the site of the Rivers Casino, and General Electric remains but with a much smaller payroll. But the history of Schenectady endures, known for Thomas Edison and Charles Steinmetz, as a pioneer city in broadcasting. There's the historic Stockade neighborhood and the once mighty Erie Canal. Keeping track of all that history is Chris Leonard, the newly appointed city historian. The son of two history professors, Leonard, despite working part-time and for no money, plans to stay busy.
I'll be doing a fair bit of research and writing on historic topics in Schenectady. I'll be working with a number of civic organizations, churches, all kinds of other groups to help to surface the history of Schenectady that may not have been brought forward. And I'll be looking for ways to work with businesses in Schenectady to generate history tourism in the city, and also to just help businesses come, be brought forward in ways that nobody has really thought of before. Schenectady as a whole, it continually gets voted as having the best food in upstate New York. And one of the things I'm doing right now is researching the history of food trends in the city of Schenectady from the very beginning with the Native Americans and the Dutch through the waves of immigration that have come in very recently. And I'd like to look for some way to tie that together with a trolley tour monthly or something like that, where people could go to different restaurants and engage food that they maybe normally wouldn't have had and learn about restaurants they haven't previously visited.
Schenectady certainly has a long and a colorful history. You've got Thomas Edison, Steinmetz. It was a pioneer in broadcasting, General Electric, the American Locomotive Company. What are some of the hidden gems of Schenectady history that perhaps some people don't know about?
There's lots of that. I mean, I've been doing a good bit of looking into the history of ALCO, and I'm going to be heading out to Denver and to Cheyenne later on this year to do some research on the ties between Union Pacific Railroad and ALCO. And then just, what's missing is, we know about Steinmetz, we know about Edison, we know about Irving Langmuir, but we haven't done as much look at sort of the regular people who helped to really generate the history that don't get covered. People who went about their day-to-day lives but were in support of these great people. And I want to try to uncover a lot of that.
And the Erie Canal, of course, used to go right through Schenectady. That was a big part of the city. Any plans on highlighting the history of the canal and how it built up the city in upstate New York?
Oh, absolutely. I've actually spoken on this topic a number of times. I have a really good presentation, which is called The Erie Canal Through Schenectady, which takes a look at the path of the canal from the Rexford Aqueduct out to Lock 23, and how it affected the city, and some fun anecdotes of, what life was like for people in the city at the time, as well as, the people who worked on the canal, our various canalers. And our city actually had a rather notorious history during that period of having some very, very poorly mannered wharf rats.
And, of course, the stockade remains. Its biggest threat today is the Mohawk River, which floods from time to time. Back then, of course, we had the Schenectady Massacre hundreds of years ago. How important is the stockade to the history of Schenectady and to the future?
Oh, the stockade remains incredibly important to the city of Schenectady. I mean, not just, as you mentioned, for the history that comes out of the massacre, but it's still, there's some great architecture down there, some beautiful houses, and it's still a very vibrant neighborhood where people live. I live up in the GE Realty plot, and it's a very similar situation in that we're both in historic neighborhoods that need to be protected so that these houses and the history of them, remain for long beyond the time that we have.
Chris Leonard is the newly appointed historian in the city of Schenectady.